isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned for Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but have a passion for double negatives and an enthusiasm for the music popular back when my father's shell diving interests grew upon seeing Ursula Andress rise from the Caribbean in a bikini. For such a simple word grammatically, it is anything but. Not easily classified into any one of the 8 conventional parts of speech, 9 if you're a grammar snob. No matter, as we use the word any way we see fit. Some find the word damaging, some find it shielding, and some find it empowering. Dr. Judith Sills wrote, "Wielded wisely, it is an instrument of integrity and a shield against exploitation. It often takes courage to say. It's hard to receive, but setting limits sets us free." We are always told not to dwell on the negative, but we sure like to articulate this inconspicuous 2-letter word more than the affirmative, and in Rock and Rhythm, the evidence points to the same. No means no on this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review as we hear from 9 artists that take no for an answer. The Trainiers, Phil Flowers, Bo Diddley, The Cadillacs, Mickey and Sylvia, Fats Domino, Mamie Ree and Young Wolf, The Chosen Gospel Singers, and Chuck Berry.
No, 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 hell no, 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 I refuse, no, no.
Why the OK label said no to this 1953 Trainiers tune is a mystery, but it took another 40 years before the label, now Sony, said yes. Perhaps publishing was the problem, as the song was co-written by Teddy Mr. Bear McRae and Danny Runjo Taylor, recording artists themselves, but neither with OK at the time. So why Teddy or Danny didn't record it? That too is a mystery. I said no.
I said no, 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 no. I said no, 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 no. You ask me why, 'cause you don't treat me right. I said no, no, and every word I say is true. I said no. Round the clock, you never was ready when I wanted to rock. So I find a gal that treats me fine. She gives me a loving and I give her mine. I say no, 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 no loving for you tonight. You ask why, 'cause you don't treat me right. I say no. Put that bottle back on the shelf. You just have to drink it all by yourself. Say no, 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 no. You ask me why, it's 'cause you don't treat me right.
Phil Flowers probably heard no more often than not, as he left an extensive but erratic recording legacy as far back as 1951. One 1958 tune for Mercury's subsidiary, Wing, capitalized on the hop craze of the late 50s. but I'd love to know who the scorching fretwork belongs to. Although, some sources place the song at 1955, if one just took the time to listen to the first 30 seconds, Phil name-checks two hit songs recorded post-1955. No Kissin' at the Hop.
Everybody jumping down and moving around.
Do a whole lot of shush and do a crazy sound.
Jim Dandy trying to steal a little kiss or two. Lucy screaming, what's wrong with you? She says, stop.
We're kissing at the hop.
Long tall Sally is having a ball. She's rocking with the cat about 3 feet tall. He said, come down, baby, put your lips to mine. Over in the corner where the lights don't shine. She says, stop.
No kissing at the hop.
Can't take it no more. Bonnie Maroney is a stealing the show. Reeling and a rocking, yelling, don't let go. Stop.
No kissing at the hop.
My little bitty pretty one, she's a mole. Gets so excited when I hold her close. She's the one that I really wanna squeeze. But when I try to kiss her, she whispers, please. Stop.
No kissing at the hop.
Bo Diddley never said no to doo-wop. He recorded quite a few tunes in the genre, most notably I'm Sorry. No More Lovin' was culled from 1960's Bo Diddley is a Gunslinger LP, memorably featuring Bo dressed as a cowboy in the cover, when he lived in the D.C. area and recorded from his home studio at 2614 Rhode Island Avenue, for those that want to drive by.
No more a love. No!
They had the classiest of names, the hippest of threads, and moves supplied by pre-Motown choreographer Charlie Atkins. But the Cadillacs couldn't say no to squabbles and frequent lineup changes. 1955's No Chance captures them at their peak, but as the 50s wore on, they morphed into a Coasters-esque novelty act. So just as the Cadillacs were running out of gas, lead Earl Carroll logically joined the Coasters.
Well, I could be so good to you if you'd be good to me. I could be so good to you if you'd be good to me. But every time I'm good to you, you treat me miserably. You give me no chance, no chance, no chance, no.
Come on, give me one chance.
No chance, no chance, no chance, no.
Come on, give me one chance.
No chance, no chance, no chance, no. Well, you could have my everything if you just say the word. You could have my everything if you just say the word. But you're a little fickle thing, free as any bird. You give me no chance, no chance, no chance, no.
Come on, give me that chance.
No chance, no chance, no chance, no.
Come on, give me one chance.
No chance, no chance, no chance, no. B-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-
Although some are quick to point to 1955's Ain't It a Shame as the liftoff for the 50s biggest selling R&B artist, it was simply the year that Fats Domino tickled the eardrums of white America. In reality, Fats was spanking the planks all the way to the bank for a good 5 years prior. 5 years prior to just about everyone in the 50s rock and rhythm pantheon. Although not a hit, this 1951 baby was a yes, yes on the jukebox. No, no, baby.
Thank you.
Husband-wife duo Mamie and Gus Jenkins perhaps should have said no to Nom de Plumes. Before starting their own Pioneer International label, the duo recorded together and separately under the aliases Mamie Ree or Mamie Perry, while Gus fancied himself the Young Wolf or Little Temple, but had his only hits as Gus Jenkins. Here they are as Mamie Ree and the Young Wolf with this 1955 unreleased track for Combo, No Need Actin' Like That. Specialty labels said yes to R&B but never said no to gospel. With a prolific stable of gospel outfits, one of the more obscure was the Chosen Gospel Singers, a group whose lineup was in eternal commotion. In 1954, the Chosen found itself with a teenage Lou Rawls in front when they cut this a cappella masterwork, No Room at the Hotel.
According to God's word, there was a virgin God, the mother of Jesus. She went wandering around at night all alone, trying to find a home for the seed up to be born. Lord, she had no room.
Yeah, Lord,
she had no. She had no room.
Well, Lord,
she had no room.
Yeah, Lord,
she had no room at the hotel and no room to. Well, there was a bellboy and the porter and the waitress and the maid and the cooks. I know they'll be
You know the bellboy's gonna be Mary's widow. Do you know the porter's gonna be Mary's widow? Do you know the maid's gonna be Mary's widow? Do you know the cook's gonna be Mary's widow? Hey, Lord, gonna be Mary's widow. End of that red judgment day.
Don't
he tied poor Mary away.
Well, they had no room.
Yeah, Lord.
They had no room.
Mm-hmm.
They had no room at the hotel. Had no room to move.
Mickey Baker played on nearly every artist's New York City sessions. So it's no surprise that he backed Little Sylvia Vanderpool on a 1954 single before they were technically an act. A year later, Mickey and Sylvia said yes to becoming a duo for the Rainbow label, but no to becoming a couple. 1956 found the duo at the burgeoning Groove label, where their first single demonstrated Mickey's versatility with what amounts to a slice of black rockabilly, No Good Lover.
You were no good lover and you know you done me wrong. You were no good lover and you know you done me wrong. Ah, but one day, baby, I know you'll come back home.
If you treated me right, I never would have grown. If you treated me right, I never would have roamed. You can build a mansion, babe, but I never will come back home.
You standing there, say you won't be back. Took all of my money and bought a Cadillac.
I'm on my way to stay. Goodbye, goodbye, that's all I got to say.
You were no good lover and you know you done me wrong. You were no good lover and you know you done me wrong. Oh, but one day, baby, I know you'll sing my song.
Start singing! Thing I've done for you, who'd think that you would be untrue?
If I'm untrue, don't blame for me, 'cause it was you who made me see.
I had better get going, move on down the line. Better get going, move on down the line. That mean way of yours drives me out of my mind. Keep on moving, move on down the line. Keep on moving, move on down the line. That mean way of yours drives me out of my mind.
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Dr. Julius No. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to wmat@mail.com and visit jetmasters.com, that's two T's in jet, to learn more about the review. Chuck Berry's songs were typically autobiographical, and this 1955 tune about Chuck's favorite subject, cars, is no exception. Chuck's cynical view of having such an option-laden vehicle for nothing up front is overshadowed by his exuberance of having a new car. Trading in a raggedy Ford for a Cadillac by name was a bit of a no-no in radio, but that didn't keep No Money Down from driving up the charts.
As I was motivating back in town, I saw a Cadillac sign say, No Money Down. So I eased on my brakes and I pulled in the drive, gunned my motor twice, then I walked inside. Dealer came to me, said, trade in your Ford and I'll put you in a car that'll eat up the road. Just tell me what you want and then sign that line. And I'll have it brought down to you in an hour's time. I'm gonna get me a car, and I'll be headed on down the road. Then I won't have to worry about that broken down ragged boy. Well, mister, I want a yellow convertible, Ford Dodeville, with a continental spare and a wide chrome wheel. I want power steering and power brakes. I want a powerful motor with a jet off take. I want air conditioning. I want automatic heat. And I want a full Murphy bed in my back seat. I want shortwave radio. I want TV and a phone. You know I gotta talk to my baby when I'm riding alone. Yes, I'm gonna get that car, and I'm gonna head on down the road. Yeah, then I won't have to worry about that broken down ragged Ford. I want four carburetors and two straight exhausts. I'm burning aviation fuel, no matter what they cost. I want railroad air horns and a military spot. And I want a 5-year guarantee on everything I got. I want $10 deductible. I want $20 notes. I want $30,000 liability. That's all she wrote.